Welcome to the Sports Roundup for Leighton Buzz Radio. This week it is commencing the 3rd of February. Coming up, we've got the weekend's results for you from the Leighton Buzzard area. Starting, as we always do here on the Sports Roundup show, with me, Kieran Carvel, with Leighton Town. The Town, they had a busy week, two games, as they will do now for the rest of the season, apart from one free Tuesday. But if Town were to progress through any cup competitions, then that may change. I'm sure if Town were to get through, still in three cup competitions, so if Town were to get through, let's say get through all three of them, then some games will be playing on Thursday. But this week, Town's unbeaten record, 16 games in all competitions, came to an end. That came to an end away at Potton United in the League Challenge Trophy, a 4-0 defeat. Which was very, very disappointing, of course, for Town. Didn't play too well. Potton taking their chances. A couple of goals from George Brinkman around other two goals saw Town fall to a 4-0 defeat. However, on Saturday, Town picked themselves up, dusted themselves off, and got back to business with a fantastic 1-0 away win at table toppers Colney Heath. They topped the Premier Division in the Spartan South Midlands and remain top despite Town winning 1-0. It was a really, really good start from Town. Archie McLennan and Danny Webb combining really well on the counter-attack in the opening exchanges. James Towle, who had a fantastic game in red and white colours, he put a great ball across the box around the 30th minute mark before Danny Webb managed to eventually put it wide. A big, big chance for Town. Archie McLennan then had another big chance at the back post, another good cross into the box. His header went just wide of the same post. That meant at half-time, despite Colney Heath having a couple of chances, nothing too major, however, Town went in 0-0. However, coming out the second half, they came out really strongly, and on the 63rd minute, the deadlock was broken. Archie McClellan's fired drive towards the goalkeeper was saved well, but Sonny Newbury-Barr stepped up and finished it home from about 12 yards out, past two bodies on the line. So it was a really smart finish, to be fair, from Sonny, and he had a really, really good game as well. One of the best I've seen him have in red and white colours. So it was a really, really good performance from Town. Very strong as they look forward to another week. London Colney away in the league on Tuesday before a massive, massive game away at Bradford on Avon. Bradford Town FC are the hosts as Town travel there in the last 16 of the Buildbase FA Vars. A massive, massive game, not just for the Town, but for the whole local community. As this goes out on air at 8 p.m, tickets are being sold right now in the club, 7:30 to 9 p.m. tonight on a Monday. So if you're hearing this, you're thinking, I fancy a coach ticket, get in your car, get down to Bell Close. If not, we will be selling them again on Wednesday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. They're supporters coach tickets, £12.50 each, leaving at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday to get down to Wiltshire. It's not Bradford up north, it's Bradford on Avon near Bath. So if you fancy it, come and show your support for the Town. A massive, massive game as Town look to progress into the quarterfinals of the Buildbase FA Vars. So all in all, a good week for Leighton Town, despite losing on Tuesday, but a massive win against the league leaders on Saturday. For the rugby club, they played Bugbrook away from home, and a comprehensive win for the Buzzards. A 35-0 win, a fantastic win. They continued their winning ways, scoring five unanswered tries away at Bugbrook in the latest round of their Midlands second East-South campaign. And obviously the Buzzards remain top, doing really, really well this season, like I mentioned last week, still in the cup final, and a very, very good performance from them. It's really, really good to see both the first clubs, if you know what I mean, the semi-pro or whatever you want to call us, Leighton Town, and then the rugby club first doing really well, both teams doing really well this season. So that's really, really good to see. And next week, the Buzzards are back in action, playing a rescheduled game away against Northampton Casuals, which was postponed from December. So they will look to continue their fantastic recent form. Whilst the Buzzards Colts ran out 41-26 winners in the semi-final of the Bedfordshire Cup at Wrights Meadow, and they will be playing Bedford Blues in the final. So well done to the Colts, and well done to the first two wins this weekend for them. And that is all of your reports for this week, all of the Leighton Buzzard sports news that's come in this week. Thank you as always for sending in your reports. If you want to be featured here on the Sports Roundup Show and on Leighton Buzzard Radio, do send your reports in. You can find all our other details online if you want to send your reports in and hear them read out live on air. And that was the Sports Roundup for the first week of February here on Leighton Buzzard Radio.